This is GQDN for Friday, January 17th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. Delicious stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh boy, what's going to happen Monday night? And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have an update for Nintendo. We have a bit of Sony PlayStation news. Two different bits. And what could be next week for Xbox? But we begin today with the esports corner because the fires are still going on in California, and Riot Games, according to Esports Insider, did say that Valorant and League of Legends will both have in-game fundraisers for the Los Angeles wildfire relief. Now, that will begin on January 22nd, and that will be across the Riot Games regions. And all of the proceeds will go to the Riot Games Social Impact Fund. And they'll be used to be the fund organizations aiding the disaster that's going on in Southern California and around the world. So from the 22nd to the 30th, Valorant will change the EX.O collection into the Give Back Bundle. And the proceeds from the weapon skins and accessories will go to the fundraiser. League of Legends will unvault the limited edition skin firefighter Tristana from January 23rd, 12 p.m. Pacific Time, to February 5th, 11:59 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, Riot Games as the company did launch a double donation campaign for the rioters, aka the Riot Gamers. And they'll be tripling the charitable contributions that will be aiding the organizations such as the California Fire Foundation, Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation, International Medical Corps, American Red Cross, and World Central Kitchen. The company did make a direct donation themselves. Riot Games last week did close its offices, with the exception to the critical functions last week, because of the employees losing their homes to the wildfires. So once again, our thoughts and prayers go out to people that are affected by the fires. Now we go to the Nintendo update. Because, according to Nintendo Life, the shares for the Nintendo company did go down a bit after the Switch 2 announcement. Now, that went down about 7.2%, but it did recover a little bit after the after hours in Japan. And this is the Tokyo stock readings, because by the end of that day, the final drop was at 4.2%. So it did rebound a little bit. Now, the site said that there's nothing to panic about because the numbers for Nintendo have been very high as of late, and they have been. And right now, the numbers are still higher than, say, last November. So stock prices are indeed stock prices. But don't be a martyr either. According to Eurogamer, a person was arrested by the Japan police after modifying and selling a Nintendo Switch console. Now that goes on the breaking the country's trademark act, because that person did mod a Switch console and he was arrested. Now the 58-year-old is believed to be making a business out of modifying these secondhand consoles so that people could play the pirated games. And those modded units were sold for 28,000 yen. That does equal to about $178. So we shall see how long this person will be in jail for. But staying with Nintendo for a little bit, because Eurogamer also said that they did respond to the Donkey Kong credits, and they said, quote, "We believe in giving proper credit for anyone who involved making or contributing to a game creation, and value the contributions that all staff during the development process." Now, if you remember yesterday, or it was sometime this week, my memory does fail me, we did talk about the remake team having their names in the credits for the Donkey Kong remaster. And this is Nintendo replying to that because they were asked about their thoughts on it. Now, this is a game that will not be axed, but two games will no longer have live service. And Gadget.com did say that Sony is putting the axe to these two games. And one game came from the Remaster Studio Blue Point, and the other one came from Ben Studio. Now, the studios will not be closed, but they did not say or confirm about layoffs. But a spokesperson for the companies did say, quote, "We are working closely with each studio to determine what are the next projects," end quote. Now, Blue Point did make the remakes of Demon's Souls and The Shadow of Colossus, and they were helping with God of War Ragnarok. But Jason Schreier did make a report on Blue Sky on how those games were canceled. So that did happen. Now, could this be the result of what happened to Concord or the unexpected hit of Helldivers 2? That is what we don't know, but we shall see. Now, there is someone that left the development team. Now, it's Corne Bursche. She joined EA back in 2006, according to PC Gamer, and she's moving to BioWare, or moved to BioWare 2019. And Bursche did confirm on why she did that. And she did that today, because Eurogamer did receive a statement from Bursche that was confirming about her departure and why she couldn't turn it down. So here's what she wrote, quote, "At the heart of it, this was about my own fulfillment. I did what I set out to do at BioWare, that is to come in and help right the ship. I love Dragon Age and BioWare, so the chance to return to the game to a proper quality single player RPG was a privilege of a lifetime. It was hard fought, as the games such as Tumulus dev cycles rarely end up shipping and even more rarely turn out great. As a team, we did it. And it was hard. It took a toll on me. BioWare still has a lot of work to do culturally, but I do believe they're on the right footing now." As for the new offer, she says that she thought the departure was voluntary. So when she was provided with the opportunity, there was no way to turn it down. So she gave a reason why she left. Now we go to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and there's going to be some discounts coming, but not for everybody. They're only targeted for select members. So some of the PlayStation Plus premium users will be getting 25% off when renewing their annual subscription, which will be $120 instead of $160, showing that the offer will be existing for subscribers only. And that will only be for the users that are nearing the end of their current subscription. So those who have their memberships expire might not be eligible. Now, one of the other users did note that they were able to stack using the 25% discount, but there are no reports of receiving any other discount offers. So if you got PlayStation and your time is about to run out for PlayStation Plus, time to get it. PC Gamer said that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth could be going to Steam, could be going to the Steam Deck, that is. So that's what Square Enix did say. So if you got a Steam Deck, well, here's what Square Enix did write their quote. "That means upon launch on January 23rd, you'll be able to play the critically acclaimed RPG on a train, on a plane, swaddled up in bed, in the bathroom, wherever you want. It's fine. We won't judge." End quote. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth going Steam. What about Xbox? There are games coming January 20th through the 24th. The release dates are indeed subject to change. So, here's what they're going to be. There's quite a few of them. Lonely Mountain Snow Riders, Robodunk, Aquarian. These will be before January, or on January 22nd. On or before January 2nd. Disorder, Inner Mongolia, Bloom in the Mist, Let Me Sleep, Mika and the Witch's Mountain, Popotino's Adventures, Shenlore, Silverwind Saga, Stellar Strider, coming January 23rd, Dance of Cards, Dream Core, My Horse Bonded Spirits, Mystery Box Escape the Room, Star Wars Episode 1, Jedi Power Battles, Sword of the Necromancer Resurrection, Singularity Echo of the Edda Pre-Order on the 24th, Airy Mind or Peace of Mind 2, Cyber Tank 2, Psycho Chaser H5, yep, Meow Moments, celebrating renewal in romance, and Monster Panic. We'll be talking about some of these stories tomorrow. Twitch.tv/DonForge. This has been a DonForge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. So go play some games, people.